This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. People are getting grumpy. You know, people are afraid of coronavirus. They're afraid of the economy. They want to pray. They want to turn to God, right? Meanwhile, the churches are closed. Churches are still closed. Some churches that have reopened, closed again. And I think we need to talk about this because people are kind of getting grumpy. A lot of people think it's because churches don't pay taxes. So, I mean, they actually do contribute to the economy a lot, but people think maybe it has to do with that. If they're not tax-paying entities, maybe they don't get, you know, a seniority or priority. I don't think it's that. I think what's happening is, we got churches and we got temples and we got mosques, and they all have to be grouped in the same, but they're very different. Okay, have you guys ever been to temple? Okay, going to temple is a treat. Even within the temples, it's different. You got kind of the Reformed, you got the conservative, and then you got the Orthodox. All right, so I go to a conservative temple. Not conservative in terms of, you know, political, but it's conservative, where most of the service is like in Hebrew. Now, have you ever seen a person sing or speak Hebrew? All right, that's like a Yevarecha Chadashah Yisvarecha, and you see you just kind of, you know, yeah, and you spew when you sing. So if you're going to a temple and you're going to be saying Hebrew, 6 feet ain't enough. Okay, I mean, you're going to need about 15 feet. And, you know, when I go to temple, it's interesting. My temple can handle it. I think a lot of churches, I think a lot of temples, synagogues, mosques, I think they have the space. And I know this because I've gone to temple off and on for years. And depending on which temple I go to, the rabbi always gives me a look when he's up there on the bima or the pulpit. And it's because, you know, I can't sit quiet for 2 hours. So I get to temple and then I go and I sit next to my friends. Right? And then I got the kids, I'm yelling at the kids, you know, to stop it, you know, and then, you know, sometimes there's like a newsletter, so I'll circle up the newsletter and then swat them with the newsletter. You know, if you have the kids again, you know, it's time for prayer, everybody behave. So after I finish swatting the kids, I start to talk to my friends. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, you know what I'm, and then, you know, the rabbi is up there, like, giving us a look. Then he gives me a look like I need to move down a couple seats. So I moved down a couple seats. But then you just get louder, you know? And you start to talk to people because I kind of need to cheat when I'm at temple. I don't know if you guys have this when you, you know, go to your services, but sometimes I don't know the Hebrew. And sometimes I don't know what page we're on, okay? And I sometimes need help with the words. You would think I would know more Hebrew than I do. So I look at my friends to see how to mouth the words, you know? Yikadav, yikadav. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say Yikadash. Okay, and you see, and so I need that closeness so I could cheat, so I could look like I'm saying the right word, okay? And then, you know, the rabbi looks at me, you know, and then I'm like, okay, well, I got to move over and I got to space it out. But I got to tell you, where we have our services, there's plenty of room. I mean, there is, you could sit easily 10 feet away from each other. You really can. You can make it work. But I understand there's a lot of churches where it's like standing room only. Older individuals like to go to church. Older individuals like to go there. And so apparently I think there was a church in Houston and in Northern California. They opened up and then they had to close again because the priest had coronavirus or somebody had coronavirus. But this is what bothers me about the whole situation. Maybe it's because I know too much, but I do telemedicine. So I see about 30, 40 patients a day and people will call me about coronavirus in their place of work. And one called me, and I'm not going to name the company, but a patient called saying, we were told that at our local store, which has been open and essential this whole time, that there's about 7 employees with coronavirus. So I need to get tested, or I need to get checked, or I need to be furloughed. All right. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, these essential businesses, and even the news even covers it. Grocery store, people had coronavirus there. Right? Department store, people had coronavirus. So here's churches, and they're like, well, no, because if somebody has coronavirus, we can't have you in the pews. We can't have you. And the point is every people have coronavirus all around us. I mean, you need to convince me a little bit more why churches can't be open, whereas Walmart and Target and Costco and standing in line waiting for pickup can't. I mean, when I stood in line to pick up food, I was standing closer than I sit next to somebody in temple or church. I mean, temple and churches and mosques have a much easier way to separate people. They go, do you want to pray? Yeah, I think I do. Okay, you sit here. Do you want to pray? Yeah, I do. I want to. You're gonna shut up and you're gonna pray. Yeah, I promise. I'll shut up and I'll pray. Okay, then you sit there. And you could also hold services outside. You know, I don't understand why our Constitution isn't protecting us now to be able to hold religious services. And when they say, well, it's because the priest might have coronavirus. Well, then the priest calls out sick. I mean, if my rabbi ever, God forbid, gets coronavirus and he can't do the service, I'll do it. I'll come up there. I know, I can hear the congregation go, oh, crap. No, I can do it. I won't cuss, but I know enough of the prayers. Okay, I could fake the Hebrew enough, and I could hold a sermon. I can't do as good a job as a rabbi, but we could still convene. We could still pray. We could still have that warmth and have that camaraderie. I mean, you don't go to church to pray. Most of us, I do most of my praying in the morning and at night. Okay, I mean, I don't really go to temple. I don't really go to church a lot. I should. So, I mean, you go because you want to support each other. You want to become closer to God, especially during one of the most scariest times we've ever had. Open up the churches and temples, please. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you is having issues with your tenant not paying rent, and you haven't gotten relief. I don't want to read through the whole email because it has a lot of very specific information and names, and I don't want to bring it up. But let's talk about this. Many of us are landlords. I don't have any rental properties. One of these days, hopefully. I know it's a great way to make money, but a lot of people have rental properties. They use that as a form of income. And we're having issues of quote-unquote squatting. And there was a piece in Daily Mail about this also. Actually, some people are squatting in multi-million dollar homes in the Hamptons. So what's squatting? Well, squatting is where you somehow move in and you don't pay rent and people can't get you to leave. So the government, I believe nationally, there was a no eviction order that went throughout the country, which most of us were in complete support of, where for those people who lost their jobs, they don't have to pay their rent. And we all thought that was really nice, but we were asking ourselves, okay, well, but what about the landlord's rent or the landlord's mortgage? And so for some, the banks allowed there to be a deferral of that payment. For others, the banks were like, oh, hell no. Sorry, you still have to pay. And so for me, we had a couple salons. We had one tenant, we had one landlord work with us a little. We had another one say, sorry, you have to pay, sorry. And even though they might not have been able to evict us, per se, we really, our overhead is low. We really didn't want to mess with it. So luckily, we were still able to make payments. And then, of course, we applied for the PPP loan and got a little bit there. But you have people vacationing in the Hamptons who are not paying their rent. All right, that could be a problem. And then my listener, it's not for us to judge if somebody has money or not, but what do you do if you have to pay? Where is the recourse for landlords if their tenants aren't paying? The reason why we have eviction laws, the reason why we have all these, you know, rules and process and procedures is because, you know, things, you know, poop rolls uphill. If you have a tenant that doesn't pay, now you can't pay. Now then the bank can't pay their bond or whatever. Now everybody's in default. So there are laws. There are, you know, those laws, things when it came to laws, laws got rewritten like within minutes and things just got changed and, you know, for the majority, gratefully so. Being able to not have to worry about being kicked out of your apartment because you got forced out of your job because of this coronavirus pandemic, I agreed with that. But I expected there to then be some help for the landlords, okay? Because if the landlord isn't getting any money to pay their mortgage on that, I don't know how many of you guys have ever done rental homes, but it's not rich people always owning these rental properties. Okay, I mean, I've seen students, they get together, they pull a few thousand dollars together in their student loan money, and they get a house. They get this house, and then what they do is they rent out the rooms to other students. Smart. I haven't told my kids they might want to think about that. If they could pull together a group of people, get some, you know, get that down payment as low as possible, then start renting out the rooms. If you get a good interest rate on the mortgage, that's a great way to learn how to deal with money. That's a great business, you know, education. You are taking some risk. But you know what? Welcome to the real world. All right. You know, start being an entrepreneur. Let's do it. So the average person that owns a home that rents it out is not rich. They own a mortgage. And many times what they're collecting on rent barely squeaks a little bit of a profit. Because again, they still have to pay taxes, they have to pay realtor fees, etc. So if you are renting out a home and you have people where they're, you know, that's not really a nest egg for them and they're the one that is landlord for that home and you're not paying, now what do they do? Now, they could go to their mortgage company and say, look, during coronavirus, I have a landlord that won't pay. Can you defer payments? Or can you just not, you know, charge me the next few months? Some mortgage companies may say, yeah, you know, we won't charge at all. Some might say, you know, you're still owing on the loan. We'll just tack it on at the end. And then some may say, nope, sorry. I don't know where the rules are. So what's happening here in New York, and this made headlines, is one homeowner was identified as, quote, middle class, said that short-term renters are overstaying at his property in Sag Harbor and refusing to pay rent. So I don't know if you guys have ever been to the Hamptons. I think I've driven through there once. I've never stayed there. But I guess in the winter and the early spring, rent's cheaper. But once the summer comes, I guess that's where people go, especially wealthy people. And so rent is higher. So what's happening is people are using winter rent. They get in, and then now they're not leaving. And you have some people that do want to go to the Hamptons and do want to spend the money on the rent, and they can't get rid of the person who's sitting there now squatting because of quote-unquote coronavirus. So they say, we're not talking about poor people. This was somebody anonymous who wrote the New York Post. It's a very modest Sag Harbor house. And we use our summer rental to pay our son's school. The squatter was paying $3,600 a month between October and March, but claimed he didn't have rent for April. Then he dismissed the homeowner's request to vacate, and the homeowner, the landlord, now said they're now taking huge losses for the year. $15,000 in May is what they could get, with an extra $55,000 between Memorial and Labor Days. So if this guy doesn't leave, this person's lost $70,000 in income. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has postponed rent payments until at least August 20th. So people don't have to pay rent till August 20th. That is fantastic for people suffering from the coronavirus, not having jobs. But what do you do if tenants are using it to have a free stay? Now, I mean, they say there's a whole bunch of affluent seaside communities that are seeing that. There's a female landlord in Watermill said her tenants, a mother and daughter, stopped paying their $1,600 in rent. Now, apparently they could be earning $90,000 this summer, and the landlord has cancer. She has to start chemotherapy soon. So if her tenants aren't paying rent, now she's going through chemotherapy and she's not working. She's now losing her income. I don't know if Small Business Association would help them if you're a landlord. I'm not sure. That's an idea. Maybe Small Business Association. So the landlord actually offered the tenant money to leave. She said, I've offered her money to leave, even found her other places to move to. Remember, she's the one that has cancer, not the tenant. She's found her other places to move to that she could afford. They are to the Hamptons. But the tenant won't leave. She said, this is when we make our money in the summer. Said the tenant is looking for a free ride in the Hamptons. So Andrew Saunders of Saunders & Associates is a leading brokerage firm. He said the laws introduced obviously allow it to happen, and that squatting tenants are preventing brokers from entering the homes to show new buyers when they are listed for sale. Now, the eviction moratorium does not excuse tenants from paying rent. They should expect to pay each month or face paying a lump sum once a postponement is lifted on August 20th. So looks like the money still has to be paid eventually. But what if somebody doesn't? And you try to sue and there's nothing really to sue. So, you know, for those of you who are landlords or business owners and are having this issue, I'm not sure what options you have. To me, you would think it would make sense to, well, we have a contract, and with that contract, we just have your contract end. And so it's not that we're evicting you because you didn't pay your rent. We're evicting you because your contract is up. I still don't know if that, I don't think any of the laws would help with that. So, it stinks because I think the change, you know, for postponing rent is a good one. But then you have people screw it up. You always do. And then who knows if that rule is going to be able to be used later when we really need it, too. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Floodwaters are literally rushing toward downtown Midland, Michigan, forcing 10,000 people out of their homes. Officials say that downtown area could end up being under 9 feet of water within the next few hours. Governor Gretchen Whitmer declaring a state of emergency after two dams breached upstream from the city of 42,000 following several days of rain. Restaurants and retail stores in Connecticut are welcoming customers back today. It means all 50 states are now at least partially reopened after shutdowns against the coronavirus. Health officials say Americans still risk becoming infected, though, the virus now having sickened more than 1.5 million people in the United States and killing nearly 92,000. Former WWE wrestler Shad Gaspard's body has been found this morning off Venice Beach, California, after he was swept away in a riptide last week. This is USA Radio News. Reaction continues to come in to the news that President Trump says he's been taking the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine to try to prevent getting COVID-19. Dr. John Carlo with the Texas Medical Association says now since the president has said that, it's becoming harder to get, and that's hurting some lupus patients who do actually need the medication to survive.
To be in that type of a situation and not be able to access your prescription because it's being taken by other people that really for no therapeutic benefit, I mean, that's really unfortunate.
The doctors said studies show hydroxychloroquine does not prevent the virus anyway and might actually cause health problems, which is what he says hospitals certainly don't need right now. Vice President Mike Pence visiting Orlando today. He's expected to bring good news for the tourism industry there as he'll meet with the governor and tourism officials to possibly discuss reopening some attractions. He'll also visit a nursing home. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do any of you guys cycle or bike or ride a bicycle? I used to. Okay. I fell more than rode. It's hard with movies. But my bicycle keeps going on. Just keep cycling. Cycle is round. Bike just keeps going. Keeps going. If you don't have the brakes on your handlebars, or if you don't know how to... I think you brake on the bike by quickly putting the wheels back. I don't know. It all depends. I forget my bikes that I used to have. But it's a pain in the butt to stop the cycle. Letting the bike go, especially if downhills, breeze, you don't have to do anything. You can let your legs, like, right? Wee! Go down the hill. When you try to stop the bike, that's where you fall. That's where I always hurt myself. I got scars up and down my knees because of my bicycle. So, if there is a cycle, you almost just want it to continue and perpetuate. Except this one, the coronavirus cycle. Now, some of you have thought that I have been being overly pessimistic about the COVID virus ending and us being able to go on with our lives. I originally said this will go away in the summer, and then we'll have to deal with flu-like stuff like we usually do every fall. But the powers that be have suggested we're going to need to do lockdowns, which means this isn't going away. The virus is going to come back. That's what viruses do. Viruses, they come through like Zika. Zika's not going away. Ebola's not going away. Herpes isn't going away. Gonorrhea isn't going away. Things come back. That's just what they do. Our response to it, we have control over. And some experts out of Europe, out of Cambridge, have come up with the safest way to beat coronavirus. So we're thinking, okay, good. Is it a medication? Is it remdesivir? Is it hydroxychloroquine? What? And they recommended a 50-30 cycle. 50 days of strict lockdown, kind of like what a lot of us just dealt with in Nevada. 30 days of a relaxed, not completely, you know, hitting the clubs, but a relaxed social distancing, like a phase one or two, and then go back to the 50 days again. They think that if we do this in 18 months, hopefully, if we could pray and get into temple or church or mosques to pray, we'll be done in a year and a half with coronavirus. Okay, now I didn't subscribe to this. I didn't sign up for this. I signed up for the lockdown thinking, okay, you know what, guys? If this is what you need to do, this is what we need to do. I get it. I'm a doctor. I understand epidemiology. I understand viruses. Honestly, we all got one hell of a lesson in virology and microbiology the last couple months. But fine. If you're telling me this is what we need to do, all right, I'll support the lockdown. But then get us that, don't let all these businesses die and reopen us with more business sense, you know, so we don't have people, you know, we don't have business casualties. All right, that's what I signed up for. I didn't sign up for a 50-30 cycle. I did not sign up for that. And it looks like the pattern or the motion is already there. Unless somebody disagrees with these Cambridge researchers. Now, look, it's not their fault. Okay, I know people are like, all right, tell the scientists to shut up. No, we really can't tell the scientists to shut up because we need them. Okay? I like Cambridge scientists, researchers. I think they're doing a good job. And they have a point. Okay? If we are alarmists and we think this virus is going to come back and kill thousands of people like flu does. Okay? Remember, it's a different world now. Okay, last year and the year before and the year before that, we were like, flu comes, it kills, it goes, we deal with it. That's not the attitude anymore. We don't want anybody dying. So the attitude now is if we know a killer virus is coming in the fall, we're going to lock down. Then we're going to relax a little bit, and then we're going to lock down again. So we can't say, guys, we did this with the flu year after year. That's not an argument anymore. It's not. There's a new normal, and it looks like, I don't know who all agreed and who all took a vote, but somebody voted, and lockdowns are going to be the way to go whenever we have a killer virus coming. And I warned you guys, once government has that ability to do unobstructed, they're going to do it again. They're going to do it again. So what Cambridge is preparing us for, which is why I am grateful for this discussion, is they're going to limit the lockdown. But they're actually kind of helping us out. What they're doing is they're saying, look, okay, rather than an 8-month lockdown, well, you know, because flu hits us by end of October to May, do 50 days strict, 30 days relaxed, 50 days strict, 30 days relaxed, and that 30 days allows the business to breathe. Now, I don't know how many businesses or what businesses they're talking about. 30 days allowing a business to relax does not keep the business whole and solvent. I don't really get that. But again, they're not worried about business, okay? Their job is to worry about the virus. So, are you guys okay with that? Are you okay with every 50 days? I'm sorry, or not every 50 days, but we do another lockdown? I mean, so what that means is you have a month break, then you have, I mean, they might as well make it 60 days. So basically, 2 months closed down, 1 month free, 2 months closed down, 1 month free. So that means we have to live on government money for most of the year, for, you know what, 3/4 of the year, really? Are you guys okay with that? I mean, I don't want to wake up in the morning and watch Netflix or, you know, get yelled at because, you know, we're going outside or we're whatever. I want life to come back. I mean, I want Halloween. I want Disneyland. I want graduations. I want football games. But what the world is preparing us for, the scientific heads are preparing us for, is lockdowns are coming. And lockdowns are going to be the new norm. Now, we have a very small window here, people. Very small window. If we don't think the lockdown and everything that happened to our medical offices, to our churches, to our temples, to Walmart. Walmart did well, though. If we don't like what happened, this is kind of the time to speak up. Okay? Because you know and I know that the fall is coming. In fact, why do you think some of these schools are just going to stay online? They don't want to reopen and close again. In fact, one thing we're going to talk about is what some universities are thinking about doing is the second we're allowed to reopen relaxed, they have the semester start then, and then they close it in November, and then just forget about Thanksgiving, Christmas. School will just end. Semester will end in November because the average company can't start and stop. You know, I mean, just like with sex, okay? You know, you can't have the phone ringing. You can't have, you know, just let it happen and then done. You can't just start and stop. It doesn't work that way. Things don't work that way. It just, you know, but that's what they're recommending. So a 50-day strict shutdown and then a 30-day reprieve for businesses. I mean, like I said, you know, power to them for trying and you know, giving us some structure. But I think that's where we're going. I mean, this is a sign of where we're going, people. All right. The scientific heads know that when there's chaos, stupid happens. And I see it. You see it. It is going to be a cluster this fall because not only do we have flu, or not only do we have coronavirus, but we have flu. And the average person is going to say, look, I don't think I want my kid going to school with flu. I'm not going to get the flu shot like I normally don't, which is stupid, guys. Get the flu shot. I get it. There's a lot of people who don't want to get the flu shot. I get that. So people are planning on not getting the coronavirus shot. And we're expecting this to be business as normal. You know, I talked to my staff and I said, guys, just be prepared. We're going to have a plan. And a week or two before we think the shutdown's going to happen, we're going to have a plan. They're like, there's going to be another shutdown? Yes. That's what everybody's telling us. Yes. Why do you think some of these companies are throwing in the towel now, even though they could reopen? 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, Michigan has had strict stay-at-home orders. Very, very strict stay-at-home orders. People have been criticizing Governor Gretchen Whitmer, storming the Capitol. It has been very controversial. In fact, Governor Whitmer actually might be a contender for VP, one of the on the short list for Joe Biden. But people have been pretty upset with her about the stay-at-home order. Well, I would be defying that stay-at-home order right about now, as two dams have breached. The governor warns the city could soon be under 9 feet of water, so thousands of Michigan residents are now evacuating. So my guess is the stay-at-home order for those parts of Michigan have been relaxed just a touch. A rain-swollen river has flooded fields and streets in parts of mid-Michigan after two dams breached. There has been evacuation orders now for thousands. Now, Michigan is still one of the more, I think they're still in the top 10 states in terms of deaths and in terms of, I think they're in the top five in terms of deaths from coronavirus, 5,000, and they have 52,000 total cases of coronavirus. I don't know how many critical patients they have, but 52,000 total cases. So now, with everything going on, now they have to deal with this. So parts of the city of Midland and surrounding areas were virtual lakes Wednesday morning, and they say it's going to get worse. Downtown in Midland, a city of about 41,000 people downstream of the dams, could eventually be under approximately 9 feet of water. They said this is a particularly dangerous situation. Seek higher ground now. Yeah, the stay-at-home order is still, they need to do some sort of lifting. Okay, you're going to have some people going, but wait a second, we're supposed to stay at home. So now everybody needs to kind of, they better listen to their TVs, they better turn on their radios, because if they have to evacuate, they have to evacuate. And I'm looking right now, this is something I just never expected to see. I mean, it is flooded. Water breached the Edenville and Sanford dams that normally contain the, and I'm sorry if I'm going to mess this up, the Tittabawassee River, to create two separate lakes north of Midland on Tuesday evening after days of heavy rain. Waist-deep water in places near Sanford, lapping up against businesses and home around the county. This is not what they needed right now. So evacuation orders are in effect for about 3,500 homes, 10,000 people. About 150 residents, many with walkers or riding in wheelchairs, were evacuated Tuesday evening from Riverside. Now, Michigan is not without its controversy still. Apparently, we are being told that Governor Whitmer had sent thousands of absentee ballots months before the election. And these are absentee ballot applications. Now, I hate getting too political here because, we have a coronavirus epidemic, we have flooding, but this election that's coming up in November is going to be probably one of the more controversial ones, even though we aren't seeing the battles out on TV like we did with Trump and Hillary Clinton. But the Democrats really want control of office. And if coronavirus allows the opportunity to, and I hate using that word opportunity because coronavirus is devastating, but if it allows an opportunity to not have the typical, all right, get to the polls and vote and all that, you know, maybe we could do mail-in ballots and, you know, and who knows what could happen with those, they're going to take advantage of that. So Michigan apparently sent absentee ballots to 7.7 million people ahead of the primaries and general election. Donald Trump tweeted that this was done illegally and without the authorization by a rogue Secretary of State. I will ask to hold up funding to Michigan if they want to go down this voter fraud path. So, Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson said Tuesday that all registered voters, 7.7 million of them, were going to receive applications for absentee ballots. So voters would still have to request an actual ballot to vote. But by mailing applications, we have ensured that no Michiganer has to choose between their health and the right to vote. Now, again, mind you, I know they're going through flooding right now, but I see people stand in line at Target. I see people stand in line at Walmart. I'm seeing people go to the gas station. We're seeing people go and pick up marijuana. I don't understand why voting booths are all of a sudden impossible to get to. Now, I get, you have people that are disabled. That's why we have absentee ballots. We have absentee ballots for people who can't travel, who can't. But it's under the assumption that there are people that are going to be scared of coronavirus in November. And so we have to allow a means for them to vote. Now, for some people, they say, well, then fine, just let them vote by mail. Who cares? Well, the problem with that is then, you know, are the votes going to get where they need to? How do we know that vote made it in? I mean, when you vote at the voting booth, and again, I don't want to be naive, but I am assuming that when I get my receipt or when I see that the vote went in, it looks like it's logged. Sending something through the mail, especially with the Postal Service, I mean, are they going to have enough people working? Are they going to have, are they going to be able to be working at top capacity by November? So, this election could be an absolute mess. I mean, I just saw another article saying they believe Donald Trump is going to be a shoo-in. That, you really don't see during time of crisis people take a chance with somebody new. Joe Biden isn't technically new. We've known about Joe Biden's been in the, political arena for decades. But, again, people don't know how he would respond to the economy, how he would get things moving again. So usually in times of crisis, just like with FDR, just like with, Eisenhower, just like with, Lyndon B. Johnson, people will pretty much, go for a second term. This now can open up a whole slew of issues. And it's, this is why I would never want to be president. We would like to think that our voting system is pristine, that we have all these checks and balances. But we don't. Like the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, these are supposed to be judges that don't have a bias. They're supposed to be pro-Constitution. Now, you can interpret the Constitution certain ways. Everybody could have their opinion. But that's where the individuality, extends to. Instead, we see, we got the liberal judges and we got the conservative-leaning judges. These people vote one way, and you're like, I don't understand. Really? It's that different? The law is that, confusing? Where you're allowed to close down a business versus you're not allowed to close down a business where you're allowed to mandate vaccines or you're not allowed to mandate vaccines? So I have to assume that the average person who swears they are going to uphold, and do their job to the, most integrity, ethical means possible, might have some biases and, might have an agenda. We doctors take our oath and we don't care if you're a Nazi or whatever, we're going to take care of you. But, still, people are people and their personal preferences sometimes seep out. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.